Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Na kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 12 kuLwezi 2021 igama nguNtungamile Nkomo nanzi ezihamba phambili kubotshwe amalunga ePhalamende amabili awe MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora abalisa uSenator Khalipane Phukeni lo Senator Chief Ndlovu kanye lamanye amalunga ebandla amahlanu. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu elabantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo. Iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup Qualifier izolo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi akekho obulawe yi-COVID-19 izolo. Kodwa luthi kutholakale abangamashumi phose amathathu 27 belomkhuhlane lo. Abalichumi lanye babantu laba ngabafundi bezikolo ezitshiyeneyo emaSwingo kanye laseMashonaland West. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuvikela lomkhuhlane bedlula inkulungwane ezilichumi lane 14,124. Abahlatshwe esibili bazinkulungwane eziphezu kancane kweziyisishiyangalombili 8,341. Kubotshwe amalunga edale leSenate awebandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora athi uSenator Khalipane Phukeni lo Senator Chief Ndlovu izolo. Ababili laba babotshwe ngesikhathi besemhlanganweni wokukhuthaza uZulu wesigaba seJojolo eMathebeleleni North ukuthi abhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho luka-2023. UPhukeni lo Ndlovu babikwa bebotshwe ndawonye lamanye amalunga ebandla amahlanu. Ibandla leMDCT likusolile kakhulu lokhu lisithi kumele abantu laba bakhululwe. Ujonga kaNdemiri weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Phukeni yesestokisini wamchasisela ngokwenza keleyo.
Manje kufika amapolisa manje bephethe isibhamu ngeMaston Grenade. Manje abasephakama bephethe bayabaleka ngathi hayi abaleki ngoba mbona ukuthi kwasekwenzeka inhlekelele. Amaphosa angazintroduce hayi mina ngumfanetsha waphukeni manini sikhulume abantu bathandaze sibone ukuthi asizakala kanjani. Hayi ngahle ngathema ukuthi ngiyabotshwa bangafuni bazosebenzisa udlami akaliwa angize ngiyazintroduca mhlonihanta bona ngiyazama ukuthi sibone ukuthi asizakala kanjani.
Umnumzana Khalipane Phukeni ngusenator webandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Ubexoxa leStudio 7 esesitokisini eJojolo. UMonzora yena ubikwa ubekhona la ekulumhlangano kodwa kabotshwanga. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu labantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo phansi wohlelo lwe-delimitation kulezi zigaba. Isabelo sinye simele sibe labantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili 20,000 ababhalisele ukuvota. Nxa isabelo silabantu abaphansi kwenani leli siyadilizwa sixhunyaniswe lesingumakhelwane. Isigaba sakoBulawayo sona esilezabelo ezilichumi lambili isikhangelelwe ukulahlekelwa ngama constituencies amabili kumbe amathathu. Kutsho isikhulumeli sebandla leMDC Alliance koBulawayo umnumzana Sudan Chirota kungxoxo ayenze lo Chris Gande weStudio 7.
Sibe lomhlangano labantu bezekhi lapho esakhuthazwa khona ngumama uKhube uMrs Khube osebenzela ezekhi esitshela ukuthi inani labantu abaregister enjube emagwegwe lephumula liphansi kakhulu njalo ukuthi uBulawayo ulakho ukuhluthunelwa amaconstituents amabili umbeni amathathu delimitation exercise. Ngingathi ukuthi inyanga ezintathu ezine ezidlulileyo besincedisa nge-transport ukuthi abantu behambe ezek be-register ukuvota. Njalo sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu behambe be-register ukuvota especially laba abantu abatsha ngoba yibo phela abadinga impilo yibo abantu abadinga amathuba kakhulu ukwedlula thina sesilunguza phela khona ngale usokuhambe abantu abaningi. Ngingathi ukuthi ngo-December izekhi iyabe ihambe ezindaweni kuma-districts lokhu bakwenza ngoba kube lo mkhosi ukuthi izekhi kayihambeli bantu njalo ukuthi kuyadula kakhulu ukuthi abantu begade izimoto besiya ezekhi.
Siyabona ukubana njengebandla like lakhuthaza abantu ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani kathesi ngendaba yokubhalisela ukuvota?
Into efuniyo lapha yikuthi umthwakazi athathelwe umbahluthunelwe ama-seat. Ngakho ke izimoto esesilazo kathesi ngibona sezifika kubo 25 amakhombi esiwasebenzisayo ukuncedisa uZulu ukuthi ahambe ezekhi ayoregister ukuyavota. Into le iqakathekile ngoba thina into esingayifuniyo ukuthi umthwakazi ahluthunelwe ama-seat yilaba abahlale bamba zonke.
Njengebandla kuyini elikwenza ukukhankasa phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2023 njengoba sesizwa kuthiwa lama by elections lawo alakho ukwenziwa kusukana hezilandelayo?
Amalungiselelo silawo sibili, akhona amalungiselelo kodwa bengicela ukutshela Chris ukuthi ihungahungela ibambileyo yikuthi ukhetho alisoke lube khona ngoba umnanga wakho ufuna ukuthi ayenze i-GMU labo Monsora. Ilihungahungela ikhona iqinisa la ngikhona asikalibambi njalo lelokhu ngahunga lisoze liphazamise inhlelo zethu ngoba phela kukhanya kusobala ukuthi izani iyesaba ukuthi ihambe kukhetho ngoba esaba ukuthi umongameli uNelson Chamisa ebandla lakhe bazanqoba. Ungananzelela into ekhona eyokukhitshwa okwama MP kudalela ephalamende ibiyindlela eyokuthi ephalamende kungena abantu abawelana loMonsora kusenzelwa khona ukuthi kube le-GNU lomnanga kwaphela. I-GNU leyo ayisoke iphumelele nxa parliament ilabantu abangelani lo Monsora. So elokhu ngahunga libambile kodwa alisoze liphambanise inhlelo zethu.
Umnumzana Sithan Chirota isikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance koBulawayo. Amabandla ezombusazwe kwele South Africa asethule imbiko ehlukeneyo ngembali kamnumzana Frederick de Klerk yena obhubhe izolo ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane. UDe Klerk ufese leminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyangalombili lanhlanu 85. UDe Klerk waba ngumongameli wokugcina owayephethe uhulumende wabamhlophe owawulobandlululo i-apartheid ophele ngo-1994. Ibandla elibusayo ele-ANC lethule amazwi enduduzo lisithi umufi wadlala indima enkulu ekuqedeni ukuncindezelwa kwabensundu kwele-South Africa. Abibandla le inkatha Freedom Party labenhlanganiso ye Mandela Foundation labo bamncomile ngokuphathisa ukuqeda umbuso wobandlululo ngokucanda indlela yokuthi umuyi umnumzana Nelson Mandela athathe intambo zombuso ephuma entolongweni ngemva kweminyaka engamashumi amabili lasikhombisa. Kodwa ibandla elikhokhelwa ngomnumzana Julius Malema ele Economic Freedom Fighters lisole kakhulu uDe Klerk lisithi ube ngumbulali olegazi labantu abansundu esandleni zakhe oze wafa esala ukuthi umbuso wakhe wawumubi. Lanxa nje imu likaDe Klerk yethule ividiyo yakhe exolisa nge-apartheid izolo. I-EFF ithi uDe Klerk kamelanga aphiwe inhlonipho kumbali yokwakhiwa kweSouth Africa, kanti njalo uhulumende kamelanga aphathise ngemali emngcwabeni wakhe. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Senzonkomo.
Kwafa abantu abaningi kakhulu ngaphansi kambuso kaDe Klerk. Kunesigabeko nje esenzeka la eGauteng eVereeniging eBooiplaatjong lapho kwafa khona izinkumbi zabantu. Kube khona futhi ukubulawa kwabantu okwakusenzeka ezitimeleni okwavela muva ukuthi kwakuyisandla sesithathu. Lento kwakuchaza kube sengathi ANC ne-IFP kodwa kwavela ukuthi kwakunesandla sesithathu sasingesawo amabhunu ngaphansi kolawulo lwakhe uDe Klerk. Ngakho-ke abantu ikakhulukazi indle emnyama lapha eSouth Africa ngicabanga nje ukuthi kubona abagqize qhakala ngokufa kwaDe Klerk. Yilokhu ngathi bangaselebrate ukuthi uhambile umbulali. Indle emhlophe nayo yayivela ihlukane phakathi uDe Klerk kubantu abamhlophe kukhona abambona njengomsindisi ngoba isimo sase sisiba sibi kakhulu sesilimaza kakhulu osomabhizinisi. Kwaba khona ingcindezi abayifaka kuDe Klerk ababevele sebeyifakile kuNationalist Party okuyikhona okwaholela ukuthi uDe Klerk aze awuthathe intambo zombuso kuPW Board ngo-89. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi kulabo kubo bazibona belahlekelwe liqhawe, bazibona belahlekelwe yindoda nesibindi ngoba kwakungelula lokhu akwenzayo uDe Klerk ukuvula imlomo zonke inhlangano ezazivala umlomo ngaleso sikhathi. Kodwa futhi kuyo indle emhlophe sizakhumbula ukuthi kukhona ababengahambisani nakho konke lokhu uDe Klerk ayekwenza ukuletha inguquko ezaholela kukhetho lokuqala. Sizakhumbula ukuthi kwakukhona amaqembu amanye abelungu iConservative Party eyayiphethwe laphana Andrew Strinach, kube khona iBurumaha kaTheleblanche. UTheleblanche yilaba sizakhumbula ngengxoxo zeCodesa abagasela lapha engxoxweni eKempton Park. Ngiyacabanga ke ukuthi kulabo namanye nje amabhunu amaningi emaplazini namanje sisababona ukuthi abakaguquki, abakemukeli isimo lesesikhona. Mhlawumbe nje nabo kungabe kubajabulisile ukuthi wafa lo muntu osilethe le inguquko esasingayifuni.
Amanye amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika kumbe singathi iSADC ayimbona engumuntu onjani, uzachiya imbali enjani.
I-apartheid ingumbuso yahlukumeza amazwe amaningi kakhulu. Yayikwazi ukungena emazweni amaningi e-Afrika lapho kwakubhace khona i-ANC ne-PAC ifike izenzele umathanda nje ize ibulale nezizalwana zakulawo mazwe iphume ihambe iphinde futhi iphazamise kwezo omnotho emazweni amaningi la ikakhulukazi ngomakhelwane kusada. Ingathi abaholi uma kade besaphila ikakhulukazi abaholi abafana nomabhuthu sesesekho, amaholi abafana noKhamuzu Banda, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi babedla mganomunye nombuso wobandlululo eSouth Africa. Kodwa nje emazweni amaningi la ayelwa encedisana nemibutho eyayisilwa nobandlululo ngaphakathi eSouth Africa akazukukhumbuleka njengechawe, uzakhumbuleka nje njengalo abo baholi ababefana mhlawumbe lapha singathi nabo Ian Smith ukuthi babengabaholi nje ababengabacindezeli abebengafuni umuntu omnyama ukuthi asimame azivuse aziphathe naye.
Umnumzana Senzonkomo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Seli kubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. Ikroniko ithi izisebenzi zikahulumende zizabhatalwa amabhonasi azo ngedola lemelika lonyaka. Izim Life ithi amagqwetha alwela amalungelo asephe amapolisa insuku eziyisikhombisa ukuthi aveze amagama amapolisa aphatheka ekutshayweni lekubotshweni kwabafundi beGokomere High School emaSwingo. Isayithi yona ithi kulabasekeli bezanuPF abahluthunele abaphila ngokuthengisa indawo zokusebenzela enzikini yakobulawayo. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Salubonani, salubonani, salubonani kustudio 7. Linjani lonke badala bami, linjani lonke basakazi bestudio 7 lonke. Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Mina ngikhulumayo ngotrust wakondimande, ngotrust wakondimande. Ngibingelela bonke abangaziyo ekhaya eMbembeswana, eMbembesi. Ngibingelela bonke 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 abangaziyo. Ngithi linjani, linjani khona ngapho. Mina ngikhuluma ngiseGoli. Ngithi linjani. Sekulinywa yini ekhaya? Izulu selisina, ngapha selisina.
Njani kustudio 7, njani kustudio 7, ngikhuluma ngisebhinga lapha, lapha ebhinga isithwele nzima, njani akulaziborani isithwele nzima, siyahlupheka abasicabangi vele, kumbe bathi sizinyamazana yebhinga. Kulabantu boyebhinga, kulabantu abasizame khona ngale phezulu eHarare besifakele isiborani. Bantu siyafa ngokuma lapha ebhinga, ebhingela usulu umumbu siyalima zobo besirobhi cotton silime besirobhe besithengele ngemali encane isithwele nzima kubantu benkosi.
Bengalala kustudio 7 nabalaleli. Olibingelelayo yinzalo yasemathebeleleni South, kodwa mbingelela ngiseGoli angabalekela khona ngoba sekunobunzima eZimbabwe. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi okungcono ngibaleke ngizodinga idlelo eliluhlaza ngapha eSouth Africa. Ngithi ngithatha leli thuba nje ngibonge iMthakazi Republic Party. iMthakazi Republic Party ikhanya ivuka inomfutho omkhulu kakhulu ngemva kokuthi imother party yethu eyizaphu yakholapsa. Ithe ikholapsile ethanjeni noma ngithi emgogodleni wezaphu, kwaphuma ibandla le-MRP elivibrant elinabantu abakhaliphileyo. Ngithi ngithathe leli thuba nje ngithi hawu, phambili MRP, phambili. Thina si-MRP silwela inkululeko yamaNdebele, silwela inkululeko kaMthakazi. Asilweli iZimbabwe, silwela inkululeko kaMthakazi. Esikufunayo ngumthwakazi. Engithanda ukunxusa wonke umuntu oyinzalo yaseMathebeleland, Mathebeleland South, Mathebeleland North, Manicaland, bakithi asiphakameni ngobuningi, asiphakameni sihlobo zami.
Kanjani egwamba mokeni ngwenya edaluka usayiriki laphana empuweni oNdebele umziwa njani khona ngapho ikhese matopo bulawayo wanke wanke kulobo sathembi laphana sathembi yabona thembi singene yonke indawo obulawayo ayingalithanda abantwana bakababa imumuveni ngwenya.
Sanibonani, sanibonani obingelelayo kustudio 7 ngifiselani isibanda seGoli ngizala kumadlambuzi Plumtree. Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngakho nanku ngokubuze yize abanye abafowethu bakubona ngenye indlela bathi kona i-tribalist, kodwa ke ngifuna ukuthi kathi ake sibhekisenini amehle sonke siyisizwe sakwaMthakazi, sibhekeni iqembu lebhola elidlalayo njengoba idlala ne-South Africa bangaki abakhethiwe abakomthakazi umthakazi eqenjini lesizwe. Bese ngithi kulabo abantu abathi bona umqondisi neMRP ine tribalist, ngithi akubuke nje iqembu lebhola uzothi kona hayi ngokubana abantwana bakwamthakazi abafuna ukudlala ibhola kumbe akuna talent, ngumbuzo engibashiya nawo. Kodwa mina i-answer enginayo ukuthi i-tribalist liyana evela lapha, and i-tribalist liyana ebonisa ukuthi bona umthakazi vele angeke ukhethe ukuthi udlalele iZimbabwe ngokubana engasuka seZimbabwe. Ifebeke uba abantwana bakwamthwazi bengabasezima kanti bezokhetha nakhona bebafake bedlale. Iqembu le-Highlanders manje ngakulo uzothola kungasena nabantwana basesintini sokugcina abantwana basesishoneni kulo kakhulu. Why? Because of akunandlela yokubadevelopha ngokwezibongo, besebancane bahle bavele bacindezele. And leyo into iyiqiniso ngokubana siyisizwe sikwamthwazi ibhola siyalithanda. Ungabuka ngesikhathi sadlala uMadinda siyalena muva nabo Peter, iHighlanders ayikhipha amaplayers amahle ayidlala, kodwa manje ngeke sakhipha ngoba amatalent lana ahlabulawa esesemancane ngenxa yezibongo. Utholeke kuHighlanders ogcina amaplayers esesishonene uma sokubizwa esquadini sebebiza ngokwezibongo zabo.
Sanibonani balaleli bakaStudio 7 labasebenza kuStudio 7, mina endibingelela ngisemaphisi. Ngiyesaba lokuqamba ibizwe lami ngoba nduze lomgodi wafakwa abantu lapha eBhalaba. So lapha asilesikhalazo esikhulu kakhulu singabalimi bakithi. Khathesi izulu nanti liyathwala, amabele kavunwa, ngikhombani kuloko ukuthi kuya kusasa. Amabele ethu azazachithe, kanti thina futhi sisebenzela uhulumeni. Thina kasitholi lutho, babathatha amabele besiyathengisa emazweni, bethole izimali zabo bazifake emabhenki. Nxa siyizisebenzi zabo ngabasihloniphi. Lathi babona ukuthi siyabasebenzela, sizafika isikhathi sokuthi lathi uNkulunkulu asikhulule kubasebenzeleni. Siyacela sibili ukuthi la nxa kunganethwa amabele la achitheke ngomnyaka ozayo vele bangasitsheli ngomthini. Kungangcono basitshele ukuthi kabafuni ukuze sibe kwazi sikwenza.
Studio 7 ndivuka njani. Siyabonga kusethulela indaba ezimnandi. Hey, siyakhala endaweni yakithi yasenkaya. Yaya ikhulumende le yayisiphathi kahle lomgwaqo wethu vela ukho kahle kusukela lokho bethatha umbuso vele la manje umgwaqo wethu lokufile. Ithanda ukubingelela nje abanye nje isihlobo bangaziyo khona legayi endaweni yakwesivala.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawo emlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Associated Press ithi umkholi webutho kweleSudan uGeneral Abdel Fattah Burhan usezikhethile njalo ukuba ngomkhokheli welizwe ngemva kokugenqula uhulumende kumaviki asanda kwedlula. I-Voice of America ibika ukuba isizukulwana zabantu abadabuka kwele Namibia ezihlala kwele Botswana zithi zifuna ukuhlawulwa ngele Germany phezu kokubulawa kwabokhokho bazo ngamajelimana kumbuqazwe we-genocide owenzakala e-Namibia kuminyaka elikhulu edluleyo. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Owake waba ngumongameli waleli lizwe umnumzana Donald Trump izolo ucele inkantolo ukuthi ivimbe ukwethulwa kwamaphepha aveza okwakusenzeka kuhulumende wakhe namuhla ephiwe ikomiti ephenya udlakela olwadalwa ngabasekeli bakhe ePhalamende ngosibandlela. Omunye umthethwandaba ulahle udaba lukaTrump ngolwesibili wathi amaphepha la kumele aphiwe ikomiti le namuhla. Usizamile njalo kwezinye inkantolo ukuvala lolu daba uTrump esithi amaphepha la kumele engavezwa ngoba yena njengomuntu owaba ngomongameli evikelekile phansi kwalokhu okuthiwa yi-executive privilege ngesiNgisi. Kepa uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden uthi akula executive privilege ekhona njalo uthi uzawaveza lawa maphepha. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana efihlela Ncube.
Akumangalisi ukuthi uTrump aye emthethwandaba ngokuba kunengi afuna ukuthi akuvimbele nxa sikhangela ukuthi kungaphumi. Kuyabonakala ngalesi sikhathi ukuthi waba lalokho leqhaza libambayo ekuthini kuze kube lokuhlaselwa kweCongress. Kanti ke vele singakhohlwa ukuthi uTrump yilokho okuthiwa ngesiNgisi litigious, ungumuntu othanda ukuya emthethwandaba vele akhangela imbali yakhe, ungumuntu othi njalo nje ukubophisana uyakuthanda.
Umthethwandaba ubona uluphatha njani loludaba?
Umthetho into azabe uyikhangela kakhulu ukuthi ikambe ukukhitshwa kwama documents lawa kwama records kumlimaza okungakanani uTrump, kumbe njalo kuncedisa okungakanani ukuba iCongress yenze lokho efanele ukwenze i-oversight ngokuphathelene lamandla waphiwe yi-constitution ye-America. Ngokubona kwami ngibona angeke aliwine aphumelele kulokho azama ukuthi akuvimbele amandla angase eceleni leCongress ukuthi iphumelele kulokho ekufunayo.
Isibone ikomiti yeparlamente ephenya udaba lodlakela lolu ivisa ababeyiziphatha amandla kuhulumende kaTrump abalitshumi ukuthi baze kuma phambi kwayo bephe ubufakazi, kodwa sesike sabona abanye bebizwa kodwa besala. Laba sizabona behamba yini kulikomiti?
Baza qhubeka besala kakhulu ngokuba kula lokho okuthiwa yibase ye-political party. Nxa uyi-Republican uyaphila kakhulu, uyenza izinto lezi ezizakwenza ukuthi labo abasesandleni sokudla kakhulu okuthiwa yi-right ku-politics bakuthande. Singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu bazafuna ukuba ngama-candidates nje ngo-2022 lozayo, abanye njalo bazafuna ukuthi basale belokhe besezincwadini ezinhle zika-Trump, lokhe namandla. Kanti ke lanxa engasoze angene ngo-2024 labo abamthandayo babe belamandla ukuthi bangakuvimbela ukuthi ube yi-candidate kumbe ukuthi uthathe isihlalo thizeni kusuka phansi uzefika khona le ku-national government. Ngakho abazakwala vele abanye ukuze babe sezincwadini ezinhle zika-Trump, babe sezincwadini ezinhle zama-Republicans.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Siziqibe ngezemidlalo. Iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa nge-1-0 emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup Qualifier izolo. IGhana ibe ngutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 le-Ethiopia. EleZimbabwe lizadlala lele Ethiopia emdlalweni walo olandelayo, kuthi eleGhana lidibane lele South Africa lona elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kulesi spaya njalo likhokhela nge-3 points. IZimbabwe yiyo esemsileni ilomklomelo owodwa kuphela. Sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kubotshwe amalunga ePhalamende aweMDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora, uSeneta Kalipani Pugeni loSeneta Chief Ndlovu izolo. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu labantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo. Iqembu leZimbabwe Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa nge-1-0 emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup Qualifier izolo. Kwanele Mthwakazi, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Yimi uNtungami Linkomo.